For the Lamb and Ike Supply Store and the Family Vision Center in Greater Downtown Atlantic, this is Bob Devensey along with Grant Jelly, the conservation officer for Cass and Adair Counties, on this morning's conservation report. Good morning, Grant.
Good morning, Bob.
Looking a little bit through the Missouri calendar, what's going on down there, and the flying squirrels are mating. You had flying squirrels in southern Missouri?
We did, yeah. It's actually pretty neat. There's flying squirrels in most of Missouri, but I always used to get a kick out of it. My daughter and I, they're nocturnal, and you see them a lot at night, and their eyes will glow in a flashlight, but we had a lot of bluebird houses on our place, and believe it or not, that's one of their favorite places to take up residence, is bluebird houses. They would crawl in there, and they'd have their young, and I guess they probably win a fight with a bluebird, but they're an interesting critter, and if you have a feeder, a lot of times at night, you'd see them come down and take some food and kind of glide off. So, yeah,
they're tiny then.
They are, yeah. They got so much skin that I don't think they're much bigger than a chipmunk, really. But they're pretty small. They've got huge eyes, though, if you ever see one up close. And I suspect that's so they can see better at night, obviously. But, yeah, they're an interesting little critter. I wish we had more of them here in Iowa, but kind of sparse on trees, and they don't do well in cornfields.
So. I bet not. I was kind of wondering when I read that a real sportsman, if he's hunting them, would get them on the fly, I would assume. Huh?
Yeah. Okay. Not going to see many, though.
All right, enough of that. Let's talk about a couple of guys stepped in it the other day and got some pretty severe fines for poaching deer, one in the city and one in the state park.
Yeah, this is, I guess, the final ruling came out on a couple of these cases, but they kind of all centered around the Des Moines area, and these are, of course, occurred last fall, but we had a couple different instances where one guy actually poached a deer on Big Creek State Park up there, and another one shot a deer within the city limits of West Des Moines. So kind of just goes to show that when people think of poaching, most of the time they think about a dirt road out in the middle of nowhere, but big deer live right in town, and so when you have big deer, or any deer for that matter, you're going to have poaching. But yeah, the guy that was involved in the Big Creek State Park deer, I think he ended up being fined around $1,100, and he ended up paying $1,500 in civil damages for shooting a doe deer.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that kind of comes out of this that maybe some people sometimes don't realize is that when you become suspended in Iowa from hunting and fishing privileges, there's now 44 states that are in what we call the Interstate Wildlife Compact.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a big deal, because it used to be, before we had this compact, that if you're a non-resident and you get caught poaching, so what? You go back home and you can still do your thing. But now, if your license is suspended in one state, it could potentially be in 44 states. So, and hopefully within the next few years, it's 50 states. When I first started my career in conservation law enforcement, it was somewhere around 30 states. So, in the last dozen years, we've gained a bunch of states,
yeah,
which is good.
Yeah.
But, and then the West Des Moines case, where we had the guy, he shot a buck deer and he was fined almost $800 and then had to pay $4,000 in civil damages because of the antlered deer. So, those are things that, like I said, just because it's inside of the city limits doesn't mean that things don't happen. So kind of need to be aware. If you suspect something going on in an urban area, let us know, because it's not out of the question.
Mm-hmm. Kind of tells you the magistrates are starting to do their job the way they should, too. They used to be kind of a good old boy network and let a lot of stuff slide, but they're getting with the program now.
You bet. Yeah, and that's good to see, because, obviously deer hunting is a very serious thing in Iowa, and Iowans take deer hunting quite seriously. So we've got some of the highest fine, and some people... I was kind of looking at social media on these two cases, and some people complain that the fines weren't high enough. Well, you compare these fines to a lot of the surrounding states, and we blow them out of the water as far as amounts, and I'm firsthand can attest to that. So, sure, they could be more, but we've had several cases in Iowa of people being civilly assessed damages of up to $20,000 for killing a large whitetail buck. So, I don't know about you, but that's a pretty good lick
That's serious money.
Yes, it is.
You bet. Okay, we got a couple of things. We got one thing closing, one thing opening. Rabbit season closes on the 28th. That'll be Tuesday. Been kind of a tough rabbit hunting season. Not enough snow on the ground. We got this little snow now that'll work a little bit. My dad was born up on the headwaters of Troublesome Creek, and he and his brothers did a lot of rabbit hunting, and they had enough snow back then that they would catch a rabbit in a hole in the snow and throw a jacket over it and take him alive. You know?
I'll so, be dang, yeah.
There was a lot of rabbits around. So that closes, and the day after that, the paddlefish season opens if you got a license.
You bet. Yeah, it's two kind of different extremes there. But I was just commenting the other day that you just don't see many rabbit hunters anymore. It seems like it's kind of a sport that has died down a little bit. I think, you know, people prefer to upland hunt pheasants and quail sometimes. And, I quite honestly haven't checked a rabbit hunter all season. So it's something that, you know, but we're no longer in the heydays of rabbits in the right. 70s and 80s when they were, you know, around every fence row. But it is still something that we see a few folks get involved in, and especially if they have beagles. And it can be it's one of the sports, it's one of our longer seasons. So, you know, after pheasant season and deer season's close, you can kind of chase rabbits, and it can be a lot of fun. But, and then, of course, we've got the paddlefish season where we've talked about that a little bit in the past shows, but that tends to be on the Missouri River, and the make sure that if you're going to get involved in that you've got the license purchased for that, and you're following the regulations over there. So
that's an interesting deal. We've got hook and line snag fishing, and Nebraska's got archery.
Yeah, it's I guess it's kind of funny how different states use different methods for it, and it's I guess probably just tradition for them. But yeah, it's paddlefish, you know, as we've mentioned before, you don't catch them with a hook and a worm. They don't feed that way. They eat kind of microplankton and zooplankton, and so you have to snag them, and this is the time to do it when they're kind of at the surface of the water and they're actively feeding and reproducing. So it can be a fun sport, but a tiring one too if you're casting an 8-ounce sinker or even bigger, you know, and you're yanking that through the water for hours on end, you'll sleep good that night.
Yeah, we don't want to get into it. One of the Liars magazines the other day had an article in about a guy who were fishing for alligators and they were snagging them, and I took that with a big grain of salt.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about something that can start tomorrow, and that's if you're going to be camping on Memorial Day weekend, you can now reserve your campsite.
Yep, it's a good time to go to the website and go to the state park section and reserve your campsites for the dates that you're interested in, and you need to be thinking about it now rather than, you know, the first warm weekend, because the reservations may be taken up by then. So you bet, if you got a particular state park that you're interested in, jump online, get registered for your campsite, and you know, you won't have to worry about that at the last minute.
Mm-hmm. And some of those parks have renovations going on, and some of them won't be open Memorial Day, so that getting online is important.
You betcha.
Okay. Big doings down in Des Moines. The state archery tournament has got a couple-day run starting. That is a really big event.
It is. It's one of those deals that's really grown over the years, like most shooting sports, but they're estimating there's going to be 1,500 students in this from 4th grade through 12th grade, so it's a two-day event at the fairgrounds on the 3rd and 4th of March. It used to be held in the same building as the Deer Classic, and it outgrew that, so now it's at the fairgrounds, and the Classic is still at the Hy-Vee Center, I believe, there in Des Moines, so it's a big deal. I didn't get to participate in it last year, but I had some guys I work with who did, and they said that it was very long days and lots of shooters and lots of skilled shooters. So these are kids who it's just an awesome program that they've gotten this kind of injected into the schools, and they do it in gym class now, and They can get the equipment, and they can really become quite good archers, you know, because they get so much time into practice. And it's great to see that they're doing this rather than spending their time on the computer or other stuff, and something that might give them a chance, or they might grow up and realize they like archery so much they want to get involved in 3D shoots, or they might want to become a bow hunter. So that's kind of what we hope takes place after the tournaments. But yeah, you've got a lot of kids, especially urban kids, who may not have the opportunities to shoot in their backyard. They may live in an apartment, or they may live in downtown. So this is really a good outlet for them to get kind of exposed to the outdoors.
You bet. I don't want to slight our other schools around, but the Atlantic team I know is going down as a team, and I think there's a couple of individuals that are competing at the state level also. You mentioned Deer Expo, Grant. Is that a week later or the same?
Same weekend, same actually. Yeah, it's the 3rd and 4th of March as well, and huge event. I was there last year, and we'll have a booth there along with hundreds of other vendors. But we'll have conservation officers on hand throughout the entire show to answer any questions that people may have. It's a good opportunity to stop by and get some, you know, pick up your regulations or ask a question that you may have of someone that you may not always see. But you know, aside from our booth, there's hundreds of other neat outdoor, you know, you've got outfitters there, you've got some of the outdoor hunting celebrities there, and then of course the deer contest, or what do they call it, the big buck contest, is always a big hit too, where they've got you know, some of the previous years bucks displayed along with state and world records there. So it's quite a to-do, and be prepared for big crowds, and you can spend all day in there, but it's definitely a fun family event.
You bet. Another thing coming up, we're about out of time, but we got time for this one. Doesn't happen until later in April, the 28th through the 30th. That's the outdoor program for women down at Honey Creek, which is Lake Rathman. Down there, any woman that's interested in the outdoors at all, whether hunter or not, is nuts if she doesn't go to this.
You bet. I've talked to a couple ladies who have participated in that, and they can't say enough about it. It's just a fun-filled event. You know, they expose them to all sorts of things, whether it's archery shooting or shooting firearms or fishing methods. There's a whole host of things that they kind of expose them to, and it's down at Honey Creek, which is a real neat place in and of itself. And, you know, for more information on that event, you can go to the website, and they've got all sorts of things on there about the dates and you know what you need to do to get involved. So highly recommend that to ladies as well.
Okay, and we can be watching as weather warms up a little bit. The turkey buzzards will be coming back in. I think they're probably in southern Missouri already, and be coming this way as soon as things clear up a little bit. Good program, a lot of things to talk about. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks, Bob.
For the Lyman Ag Supply and the Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic, this is Bob Debensee along with Grant Jolly, the Conservation Officer for Cass and Adair Counties, on this morning's Conservation Report.